Yeah, it's Cool Kittens, you diesel-powered disciples of cool. Welcome to Tales from the Flipside, the podcast. I am your host, the comic book loving, time traveling, diesel punk prophet of pop culture, the artist sometimes known as Big Daddy Cool, John Pica. You can call me Johnny. And I am coming to you today live from HoloCon in Dalton, Georgia. We love to do these live episodes, and I'm actually here in front of a live audience. Say hello, live audience.
Hello.
It's an audience of one. Anyway, we've been talking about podcasting. I've been teaching podcasting, and so I thought I'd just demonstrate how it's done. So we plugged in the mobile studio, and away we go. And before we get too deep into this, we want to thank our sponsor, Magic Subscription Box. They deliver a magic shop to your mailbox every month for around $30. And you can use our promo code, BDCMagic, and take 50% off your first month so you can get that $30 box for $15. And it's filled with between $50 and $60 worth of magic. It's awesome. I highly recommend it. Check them out at magicsubscriptionbox.com. Use my promo code BDCMagic, and that would be outstanding. Also brought to you by the book, Tales from the Flipside. It's a story of time-traveling magicians, super-powered showgirls battling vampire Nazis in an alternate reality 1946 diesel punk Chicago. It's my autobiography. I wrote it. Now, I haven't read it myself, but the reviews on Amazon are outstanding. So pick that up at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, iTunes, Audible, wherever books are sold, and wherever you download your audio content. So let's dive into this week's topic. And that is the pending cancellation of the Netflix Marvel TV series. When last we went to air, Iron Fist had just been announced as being canceled. And I had done an episode, you can go back and listen to our last episode, on the future of the MCU post-Avengers 4. And I won't go into all that detail here on this episode. You can go back and listen to it. But I put out a couple of theories about what could happen with the Marvel Cinematic Universe after Avengers 4. And part of that was the cancellation of Iron Fist and how those characters are kind of left hanging and could play into a new ABC TV show that we know is on the way. Well, since that episode aired, it was also announced that Luke Cage has been canceled. And now, as we are recording this, rumors are swirling that Daredevil is going to be canceled along with Jessica Jones and The Punisher. And I don't want to use the word canceled because, you know, it's always been a season-to-season kind of proposition. But it is a fact that Netflix has not renewed the contract with Marvel Studios and Disney to co-produce and distribute these shows through Netflix. Luke Cage and Iron Fist for sure, and Daredevil and Jessica Jones are likely to be announced this weekend as we are going to air. Kind of up in the air about The Punisher. I don't know. I didn't watch The Punisher, so I don't know how it ended. I don't know if there's a cliffhanger that really needs to be resolved in a season two. And really, for Jessica Jones, it ended at a good place with the last scene is Trish Walker flipping the coffee cup up off of her foot, suggesting that she is becoming Hellcat. That series can kind of end where it is. If they don't do another season, you're not left wondering, okay, what happened to Jessica and what's going to happen next? Daredevil Season 2 and Into Defenders left us with a huge cliffhanger that had to be resolved in Daredevil Season 3. But at the end of Daredevil Season 3, we don't really have a cliffhanger. It ends really nicely. It's a tight trilogy. it makes you want to see more adventures. It makes you wonder if he's going to go back to the red suit or not. But at the end of the day, there's not this monumental need to continue the series. So I think you're going to see the announcement that those two series are no longer going to be produced either. And a lot of people have suggested that it's due to ratings or poor fan reaction. And the truth of the matter is, whether the fan reaction has been good or bad, there has been reaction. I know that there were a lot of people very critical of Iron Fist, both season one and season two. I happen to love both, and I think that the show over the two-season arc, and I'm going to say three seasons because I'm going to include Defenders as part of Danny Rand's story, because the Defenders was really a Danny Rand Daredevil, you know, Iron Fist Daredevil team-up story. It was their story. And so if you include that as part of the trilogy, I think Iron Fist had the greatest character arc, the most depth, the most development, really just fascinating stuff. I loved it, and I love that character. But there was a lot of mixed reaction. People either loved it or hated it. And it seems like the people who hated it were a lot more vocal online than the people who loved it. All right, fair enough. That's kind of how it works. People who hate stuff are far more vocal than the people who love something. It's a lot harder to get someone to post a positive review on Yelp or, you know, Google reviews than it is to post a negative review. When people are upset about something, they post a negative review. They're motivated. And so that's what we kind of saw with Iron Fist. With Luke Cage, it wasn't that there were negative reviews. It was that there wasn't much social media buzz at all. And so Netflix has kind of cited that as the reason for cancellation. Let me put this in context. Netflix doesn't report ratings in a traditional way like, you know, broadcast networks do. And those broadcast networks are using outdated Nielsen ratings, and they're just now starting to track digital downloads. They're way behind the curve. Now, we know for a fact that Netflix tracks individual downloads. They have the stats to tell us how popular something really is or isn't. However, in this case, they are not releasing any of that data. And they never have for any show that they've distributed. Instead, they claim they use social media buzz to determine the popularity of a show. And in the case of both Iron Fist and Luke Cage, social media postings were down significantly, like 70 to 75% over the previous season. Daredevil, not quite so drastic. It was down about 20%. But still, Netflix is citing the fact that fans aren't tweeting or posting on Facebook about their favorite shows as evidence that they're not as popular as they were. And I'm calling bovine scatology on that. I don't think that's the case at all. I think that's Netflix's cover story for what's really going on. We know it was announced almost 2 years ago now that Disney is launching their own digital streaming service in 2019. And the announcement of this platform came at a really bad time, because you'll remember 3 months earlier, Disney had signed an exclusive contract to distribute the Disney, Marvel, and Lucasfilm product through Netflix. And just 3 months after that announcement, after that contract was signed, they announce, oh, hey, we're going to do our own thing, and it'll be ready by 2019. So we fast forward to today. That was back in 2017. We fast forward to today. Or I guess maybe that was 2016. Man, time flies. But we fast forward to now in October 2018, and now we start to see the announcements coming from Disney and Marvel and Lucasfilm that all of their original content is going to be released on Disney Play. That is the name of the streaming service, Disney Play. So the first original series that will be released on Disney Play is going to be Star Wars, The Mandalorian. And The Mandalorian is the Jon Favreau-directed live-action Star Wars television series. Also going to be released is... it's already been released on the Disney Channel, is the new animated series, Resistance. But that will be part of the programming slate on Disney Play as well. You won't see Resistance on Netflix or Hulu like you did Clone Wars or Rebels. It will, after it airs, it will only be available on Disney Play, which is cool. I can get that. I can dig that. But Disney Play is supposed to be this incredibly broad and rich service with the entire Disney catalog for all of Disney history available through this streaming service. And let's consider what that includes. You've got Disney Pictures, Walt Disney Animation, Pixar, Touchstone Pictures. A lot of people forget that Disney owns Touchstone Pictures. And they've produced some huge hits over the years. You've got Jim Henson Studios, The Muppets. You've got Lucasfilm, which includes Star Wars and Indiana Jones. You've got the complete Marvel catalog. And if you remember, Marvel Studios didn't just create the TV show for ABC, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and the 20 movies. They also created, Marvel Studios created their own animated series, Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, Spectacular Spider-Man, X-Men Evolution, Wolverine and the X-Men. There's this, the Fantastic Four, the Silver Surfer animated series. There's this rich television property catalog that can come through this streaming service as well. And in the recent merger with Fox, Disney acquired Fox. That includes all of their content. So we're not just talking about the X-Men films and the Fantastic Four films. We're talking about the entire Fox catalog. Fox Television, FX, everything from Bravo, all of the Fox, 20th Century Fox movies. I mean, this is humongous, guys. And when you consider all of this content, it only makes sense that Disney says to Netflix, hey, guys, thanks for all you did. This deal has been great for us while it lasted, but we're going to bring our boys home. And Disney also owns, by the way, ABC Television, Freeform Television, Bravo, and the ABC Family Channel, so which used to be the Hallmark Channel. So you consider all of that content on one streaming platform, that's huge. Now, the early rumors are that not only are you going to have this immense amount of content on the Disney app, but Disney also owns 60% of Hulu. So can you imagine that maybe you subscribe to the Disney Play app for $8, $9, $10 and, oh, for an extra $3.99 a month, you get unlimited Hulu programming as well. On top of all of that, remember that Disney owns an incredible merchandise catalog. They own Hasbro Toys, ladies and gentlemen. Hasbro Toys is just enormous. And can you imagine watching a TV show or a movie or a cartoon series, and down in the corner there's a little ad, would you like to buy this t-shirt that ties into this movie? Or you're watching a cartoon and, hey, action figures are available today, click here, and you are instantly transported to the Disney store where you can buy the merchandise that ties into the movie or the show that you are watching. That is what's on its way. Huge, huge technological breakthrough for television programming. And very few people saw this coming. I mean, back in 1996, when Amazon launched, everyone kind of dissed Amazon, and they lost $30 million a year for the first 3 years they operated. But Jeff Bezos was willing to take a loss to create an entire new culture around online shopping and purchasing. And now Disney comes along and they are capitalizing on the technology that's been perfected. They let Netflix perfect the streaming service. They let Amazon perfect the online digital sales. And now Disney Play is going to marry them. Now, along with this, there is going to be some consolidation along the way. You're going to see some of the other streaming services consolidate. They're going to buy each other out. And at the end of the day, we're going to end up with three. We'll end up with three main streaming services: Netflix, Disney Play, and maybe Amazon Prime. I wouldn't be surprised if Amazon and CBS All Access merge, and they merge with Netflix. That would not surprise me at all. We'll have to wait and see how that all works out. But with all of these separate services, you're paying $10 for Amazon, you're paying $10 for Netflix, $10 for Hulu, $10 for Sling, $10 for CBS All Access. At some point, consumers have to say, enough is enough, right? You can't do that. I mean, the whole idea with cutting the cord with the cable companies is that you can just get internet service and then have all of your streaming content for theoretically less than it costs to have cable. But now, because each company is kind of focusing on a niche product or a core series, it's more expensive to do the streaming than it is to just have basic cable. So we're going to see some consolidation. We're going to see some players drop away, and we're going to be left with three. And you're going to be looking at paying about, if you want all of the services, about $30 a month. But for me, I'm really only interested in the Marvel and Lucasfilm stuff. So I'm going to get Disney Play. I might drop Netflix. I might not. There's a lot of stuff on Netflix I really like. I watch more stuff on Hulu, though, because I want to watch my TV shows. We don't have cable. So since Disney owns Hulu, 60% of it anyway, if they do a deal and tack on Hulu with Disney Play under one price point every month, I'm going to do that. So I think that's what's going on here. It has nothing to do with ratings or social media tweets for the Marvel Netflix series. It all is around the business model changing and Disney coming into the market. And, you know, there's probably some bitterness on Netflix's part. You know, they signed this great exclusive content deal. 3 months later, Disney says, oh, we're going to do it ourselves. It'll be another few years before it happens. But, you know, Netflix, keep doing what you're doing. I'd be a little pissed if it were me. And so now they're cutting ties. They're bringing the product home. And just, they may not even produce another Iron Fist or Luke Cage series or another Daredevil series as a solo series. That does not mean that you will not see them. I suspect, my theory is that the new ABC TV show that is under development will be a pickup from Iron Fist, Luke Cage, and maybe even Daredevil. We'll have to wait and see. But even with that, with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. ending and the Marvel Netflix series ending, we've still got Freeform, Cloak and Dagger, which has been outstanding. On a Hulu original, which again, Disney owns 60% of, Runaways, which has been outstanding. And apparently, we're going to see those two shows crossover next season. And then on Fox, which Disney now owns, you've got The Gifted and Legion. And after these seasons wrap up of The Gifted, you're going to see a major shift. And I'm going to talk about that future of the Fox properties and the MCU merging on a later podcast. as we get closer to Dark Phoenix. I've got some theories, but really, when you look at it, Disney is poised to rule the entertainment world. And that's what this whole cancellation is all about. It has nothing to do with ratings or social media response. If it did, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt would not have gotten four seasons. That show is phenomenal, by the way, if you've not seen it. It's the funniest thing I've seen on TV in a long time. But when I talk to my friends about it, nobody knows what it is. They've never heard of it. It's hysterical. Go watch The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. You'll thank me. You're welcome. So anyway, that's my thoughts on the whole Marvel Netflix cancellation and Disney's move in that direction. So, hey, we're going to finish up here. We're going to wrap up. That's been our episode. Hope you guys have enjoyed it. Again, we're coming to you live from HoloCon in Dalton, Georgia. If you've not been to HoloCon, make sure you check it out at holocon.com. It's a great little family reunion type of convention. Everybody knows everybody else. Really fun. Great con to be at. And I highly recommend it. Also, our sponsor, Magic Subscription Box, at magicsubscriptionbox.com. Use my promo code BDCMagic. And check out my book, Tales from the Flip Side, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iTunes, Audible, wherever you get your audiobook, wherever those are sold. And while you're at it, make sure you post a review of this show on iTunes or Google Play or on Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review, leave a comment, and make it good. And that will help us spread the word and grow our audience, and we will thank you on air when you post a review. You'll get a shout out. So we appreciate that. And until the next time, swing hard, swing often, and we'll catch you on the flip side.